An Islamic Europe means a Europe without freedom and democracy, an economic wasteland, he says, an intellectual nightmare. With an Islamic Europe, it would be up to America alone to preserve the heritage of Rome, Athens, Jerusalem, and New York. The final reminders of Wilders are haunting. He says, and hear this very clearly, he says, liberty is the most precious of gifts. My generation never had to fight for this freedom. It was offered to us on a silver platter by people who fought for it with their lives. We must preserve those freedoms for future generations, for if we do not, they will never forgive us. Never. We can't abandon the fight. We simply do not, he says. We simply do not have the right to do so. And then there is the organization Christians United for Israel, CUFI. C-U-F-I, CUFI, is located in San Antonio, Texas. This organization took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal Thursday, July 31, 2014. This full-page ad stated the following: Israel's enemies are our enemies. Israel's fight is our fight. We stand with Israel. And so do most Americans, polls say. Christians United for Israel then reminds us as follows: the Hamas covenant. The preamble thereof states the following: Israel will exist and will continue to exist until Islam will obliterate it. That's right in the Hamas covenant. Pretty clear stuff, is it not? Not compromise, not coexistence or cooperation, but obliteration. What more does John Kerry need to see? And more from the Hamas covenant, Article 13. It says, there is no solution for the Palestinian question except through jihad. Initiatives, proposals, and international conferences are all a waste of time. Did you hear that one, Mr. Kerry? And vain endeavors. Vain endeavors, Mr. Obama. So much for the peace talks, Secretary of State Kerry, and of course, President Barack Hussein Obama. It is all a waste of time. All of it. Just ask Hamas. And more from Hamas, Article 7. The day of judgment will not come about until Muslims fight the Jews, killing the Jews, when the Jew will hide behind stones and trees. The stones and trees will say, O Muslims, O Abdullah, there is a Jew behind me. Come and kill him. Come and kill him. The Hamas covenants, right there in writing. Wow. And you and I are told that Islam is a religion of peace? Islam, says Kufi, is religion of jihad, of war, of destruction and violence. So says the Hamas covenant. When America was attacked September 11, 2001, Hamas leaders cheered. When bin Laden was assassinated by Navy SEALs, Hamas condemned America. So, summarizes Kufi in these incredible and never-to-be-forgotten words in the Wall Street Journal, when Israel fights Hamas, Israel is defending all of us. Amen. All of us and all Americans. Never forget that. Never. Israel is defending us. But of course, the United Nations blames Israel for unwanted attacks on civilians. One can easily say that the UN is anti-Semitic, well hidden, but real. The UN blamed Israel for displaced Palestinians and warned of a dire humanitarian crisis. Forget about the Israelis. Many in the Gaza Strip, the UN says, lack electricity, potable water, and safe refuge. Indeed, they do. For many are used as human shields by Hamas and have failed to heed the humanitarian warnings by Israel to seek safety and shelter away from military targets. The effect of this war on allegedly innocent Gazan civilians is indeed tragic. It is tragic. The killing of any human being is tragic. The death of those supposedly innocent is really, truly tragic, Arab or Jew. But one can only wonder why these allegedly innocent Gazan citizens tolerated the hatred, the warlike actions, the tunnel building, and the missile firing into Israel for all these years without anticipating this kind of aggressive Israeli response. Surely they had to know that one day, this day, right now, Israel would have had enough and this war would come. Perhaps these alleged innocent civilians were complicit, fully compromised, and even enthusiastically endorsing any warlike actions on Israel, including suicide bombers and, of course, missiles. Innocent Gazans suffer, even as millions of innocent Israelis suffer one way or another. But of course, Israel gets blamed for everything. Just ask the United Nations and the European Union. This bloated, essentially American-financed organization, the United Nations, it has its own bias, whether Israel or even Russia. As the war in the Ukraine ramped up, the United Nations, blaming Russia for much of the warfare, imposed economic sanctions against Russian banks. Sounds good, does it not? But the U.S. and the European Union and the United Nations sanctions imposed don't include Russia's biggest bank. How about that for a bit of hypocrisy? Nicely convenient, don't you think? And by the way, the actions by the European Union and the United States kindly carved out loopholes for big parts of banks that are affected. In short, while the sanctions may have had some hurtful effect, they are compromised in more ways than not. Such is life. Hypocritical and lying in so many ways in this day and age of political correct, don't you think? David Horowitz of the Freedom Center firmly believes that Israel can defend itself in its war on Hamas. But, says Horowitz, the war of public opinion presents a far more dangerous threat. In a prior time, Israel could have counted on the United States for support in this insidious war of slander and defamation, as its enemies prepare Israel for annihilation. But, says Horowitz, the Obama administration has left Israel twisting slowly in the wind, encouraging the jackals that seek to destroy her by calling for Prime Minister Netanyahu to exercise restraint as enemy missiles by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds explode all around the country. This war with Hamas is the beginning of a war never ending. Never until Hamas and Hezbollah and Syria and Turkey and Iran and soon to be Iraq and Egypt and even Russia annihilate the only democracy in the Middle East, the promised land, Israel, the beloved of God. Anti-Israeli protests occur now with regularity in Germany. People congregate, wave Palestinian flags and placards, supposedly denouncing the violence between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But, of course, they blame the Israelis for such violence. As in Germany, so and so much of Europe. Anti-Semitism more violent and virulent than ever. Than ever. Then there is the so-called United Nations Human Rights Council. This biased council attacked and condemned Israel, which it claimed engaged in disproportionate and indiscriminate acts on civilians. The United Nations Human Rights Council recited in its declaration every grievance of Palestinians, every single one, even the ones unrelated to human rights violations in the current Gaza conflict. But nowhere, nowhere did it even mention Hamas. And in just one sentence, only indirectly mentions the rockets the militant group Hamas launched against Israel that provoked the conflict in the first place. One little sentence. That kind of prejudice is more than just prejudice. It is violent and virulent anti-Semitism, reminiscent of Hitler and the Nazis, don't you think? Hamas, Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda, and all such organizations were formed and motivated to kill every Jew in the world. Even much more so, I think, in many ways, than Adolf Hitler. No matter how this so-called war between Israel and Gaza-Hamas ends, even if it never does, the larger war between Arab and Jew will never end. Never. The only real question so many think is when the so-called skirmishes will result in the all-out start of the next great war, the Third World War. I think it's near at hand. Someone, obviously anonymous in the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, indicated that in so many houses supposedly occupied by civilians, there was a tunnel opening, there were hidden explosives and mines and rocket launchers and the like in so many civilian homes. There was even a command center abandoned by Hamas with plasma TV screens that were fed by cameras focused on the border fence, tracking every IDF patrol. Can you believe that? And the tunnels, perhaps by the hundreds. Israeli intelligence has determined that the tunnels, fully active and ready for attack, would have been used at the beginning of the high holy season in Israel, namely Rosh Hashanah, at or about September 25, when thousands of fighters would emerge from those tunnels, slaughtering Jews, unaware, also by the thousands. It was, this soldier said, a miracle. A miracle? Wow. Finally, somebody recognizes that there may be such a thing as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A miracle that we, the Israelis, entered the campaign this time and not after September. There were so many tunnels and so dangerous that the Israeli Defense Force has used over 100 tons of explosives to explode the tunnels. And that's just so far. Ah, what a world. What a time. There can and will be no peace in the Middle East, never. There is, as the Torah reminds us, enmity between the seeds, enmity between Arab and Jew, eternal and everlasting hatred. The Arabs hate the Jews, and the Jews distrust the Arabs and Islam now and forevermore. We are admonished to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, shalom, peace. And we should, and we do. But sometimes it just seems, unless there is the direct intervention of the God of Abraham, there will be no peace, for nation after nation will come up against Jerusalem. So saith the prophets and the Torah, God's people, they will come up against them, the so-called chosen people, time and time again, until all of them are exterminated. You and I should recognize that anti-Semitism is alive and well and more virulent than ever. But people of faith are called upon to stand with Israel, to bless them, to bless the Israelis and the Jews, even as we are admonished to humble ourselves and pray and seek God's will, and then turn from our very own evil ways, our iniquities, not just theirs. Then, says the scripture, and only then will the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob intervene. I, for one, believe that Israel can never survive on its own, by itself, no matter how mighty, and it really is. But only with the help, the succor, the support, and the intervention of the great God of Abraham. I humbly pray it may be soon, for the world, the entire world, is on a path to total destruction. The first nuclear bomb explosion will result perhaps in hundreds more, and even the possible total annihilation of not millions, but perhaps billions of human beings. Wars in the Middle East are only the beginning, my fellow Americans, only the beginning. Armageddon is near at hand.